brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Welcome, everyone, to a sud segment. This particular sud segment is a sud segment where good beer meets bad radio, and sometimes bad beer, well, we won't go into that.
And a monkey.
Good people.
Oh, yeah.
I'm offended.
Already?
I resemble that remark. I mean, sorry.
Yes.
Remember, there's no bad beer.
Let me write that down. Drew offended at 32 seconds.
We're winning today. We're winning. Joining me at the table today is good old boy Sean.
Hello. Good to be back.
Hi. Hi.
We'll see about that.
It's early. He's optimistic. Yeah. Good old boy Mike. Hi.
Despite the repeated injunction filings, I'm still here.
Banned once again.
Well, there's that. Good old boy Drew. Hello.
Oh, sorry, Drew. Sorry.
Me too.
And hey, you over there. Good old boy Dave.
Hi, baby.
Hey. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Dave.
It's all right.
Wow.
I forgive you.
I'm good old gal Juliana, in case you didn't know who I was. Today's episode is a brewery takeover of New Trail Brewing in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Yay!
Where? Someone's excited. Very excited.
It's my side of the state.
They don't know where Chili Squay Squay is on a map. bunch of morons.
It also happens to be the home of the Little League World Series, too.
Well, at least there's one redeeming factor.
Which, what is that?
Well, Tennessee goes and dominates every year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So,
right.
So it's kind of like part of Tennessee.
I vote that they hire a marketing person to come up with a much more compelling story to lead with. And we're the home of Little League, you know.
People come from all over the country.
That's like a 4-week event, you know, at best, right?
It's a big deal. It's a big deal. Yes.
Is Williamsport on a large body of water?
No.
Is it on a small body of water?
Named a port.
Good old boy Dave with the hard-hitting questions. Quakers can't get lost.
Our listeners want to know.
Really?
Are we in Williamsport? Why, really? Yes, you are.
Do I rag you guys about how there's a German town in Nashville and there isn't a German settlement?
There were
settlement?
Germans.
Really?
Yeah, there were.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Protestants.
Yes.
Hans and Frank.
But thank you for playing.
The good Germans. You know, the Lutherans.
We'll keep you in the visitor category still.
They were very polite.
They nailed lots of things to wooden doors, you know.
Do not lob arrows that you cannot defend coming back at you.
You're sitting around a table with great intellects, and there's
native
Mike.
And Nashvillians. Right, correct.
Okay, I was highly disappointed when I moved here and there was a German town, but there wasn't any German restaurants in Germantown, nor was there any German food.
That's
in Germantown. Sorry, because back where I come
Head
from,
fake.
We closed out Gerst's. You know, it all went away.
Yeah. Gerst wasn't even in Germantown.
You could probably find the original ish. Maybe
I think the original was downtown.
Yes,
the better question is
off of Church Street or something like that.
What about Germantown in Memphis or outside of Memphis?
Well, let's just ignore that.
Yeah, that's another one.
Oh yeah.
Chase Galleria,
like the rest of Tennessee. How did we
get away from ripping on Williamsport?
Oh wait, right, yeah,
yeah, yeah,
Pennsylvania.
Thanks, Dave, for keeping us on.
Was there a shoe factory?
This
there?
Is a beer episode, but that's all right.
Was there ever a William that lived in Williamsport?
I'm sure there were many Williams that lived in Williamsport and that continue to live in Williamsport.
Maybe why it's did he William, call it a port? Maybe it's William Sport.
So maybe it's not even about a port. It's
the great sporting history of the state of Pennsylvania.
William, you know, was a good sport. Hey, he's a good guy. You know, he's a great sport.
Are they nicknamed Billy Sport?
I feel we've maybe beaten a dead horse.
Yeah.
That's the number one sport.
Okay.
Is it Pimlico?
Let's move on.
Which one's
Listen, have you tried beating a live horse? It's much harder.
I think she's going to be beating somebody soon.
Good boy, Dave. Would you like to move on with the
Yes, notes? Should we talk about New Trail?
Yes, please. Okay.
All right, take over.
We love the outdoors and we love beer. At New Trail Brewing, we encourage our friends and neighbors to spend more quality time outdoors experiencing the world, the natural environment around us. We are woodsy types, hikers and bikers, paddlers, and kayakers, bird watchers, and stargazers. We are beer enthusiasts.
How do those people greet each other? Do you walk up and go, hey, man, what's your trail?
Are there monkeys involved?
Yeah, right. Correct.
That's why we started New Trail Brewing Company, to make great beer for everyone to enjoy when you dare to explore new places, do new things, take new trails, and have truly memorable adventures. We preserve the great outdoors and enhance the experience of getting out there.
I feel like I need to go to REI like right now.
Is committed to preserving the wild wonders of Pennsylvania, the Keystone State. We connect with a wide range of people and organizations in our area dedicated to elevating the quality of and access to our region's outdoor resources, including local trails, Pennsylvania trail dogs, and more. Our brewery culture seeks to facilitate meaningful relationships between our neighbors and our natural heritage.
Hey, did your bear poop on my lawn?
We feel there is a creative connection between nature and beer. That's why we brew fresh, great tasting, locally made beer for people active in outdoor recreation, and why we strive to manage our beer making process to have the least impact on our resources. We want to help people get out in the natural universe. It's good for them, for our community, and for the outdoors. We hope you'll join us.
Hold my hand, Drew.
I feel like skipping through the forest.
That is not a new trail Drew wants to go down.
Is there little bunny frou-frou involved?
Are you outdoorsy people?
I am an outdoors. I am wearing flannel.
I'm not wearing flannel.
And this is going to tie in. Drew's shirt ties in with one of the beers, actually.
It does. Yeah, that's wrong color scheme, but yeah. You'll see.
You'll see.
Drew. What if this is my clan's tartan?
Yeah.
It's not. But what if it was?
But yeah, it's you not. Just insulted all people. And you're not matching. You're
gonna take their shirts and go back to Jersey.
Oh, my gosh. You know, if you guys stepped foot in Williamsport and looked at some of the trails, I'm sorry, but my side of the state is absolutely gorgeous. We have great trails. We have awesome scenery. The foliage, the mountains, the air is something you do not get down here
in
Tennessee.
You can see the air.
You've been walking around Germantown looking for Germans.
Okay, moving on. Yeah, thanks, good old boy today. Dave. Good old boy Drew, why don't you give us today's lineup?
The New Trail Brewing beers we'll be tasting today are Roxylvania, a 7% hazy IPA, Flannel Weather, Flannel Weather, a Motueka, 9% hazy double IPA, Coleman Terroir Experience, also a 9% hazy double IPA. Double Broken Heels, that doesn't sound like a fun trail experience. 9.2% hazy IPA. I'm sensing a theme. Field, a 10% hazy triple IPA. And then Icicle, a 7% hazy IPA.
Did I mention that you guys should probably be prepared to drink some hazy IPAs today?
Negative.
That was not in my preparation notes.
I feel also like I should have worn my hiking boots.
I mean, yes. I love to hike, and I will say anything post-exercise, beer is one of the getting a beer after post-exercise is one of the best buzzes you can get.
Yeah.
This is just instant drunk, though, at these ABVs.
I'm going to say, if you are hiking while drinking these beers, as someone who does like to hike, make sure you have the high top hiking boots, so you know your ankles, which will be very loose after drinking these,
yes,
stay, you know, firm and planted as
that's you end up with broken heels.
Drinking, I guess we're about to find out.
Indeed.
Okay, thank you, good old boy Drew. Okay, good old boy Sean, why don't you give us the suds ratings for today?
Alrighty, we'll be discussing and rating these beers with these suds ratings, plus our signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. Number one, a suds rating of one. That sucks, give me anything but a bud. A rating of two. Was that a belch? A rating of three. Ah, what a relief. Rating of four, a body should really not make that sound. And finally, our top rating, number five, listen to that hang time and give me another.
You know what? That was one of the best readings of the Suds ratings I've heard in quite a while.
Oh, man.
It was good. It was really good. You know what? Don't be a hater, Mike.
Fair to middling at best.
Hater. You know what?
Could have been better.
Don't listen to the hate, Sean.
No, I'm letting the hate consume me.
If you had been wearing flannel, it would have been a lot better. That's all I'm saying. You
know? Authenticity.
Yeah. Rude. Get with the program, Sean.
Rude.
I'm wearing, for the record, I am wearing shorts during this recording.
Oh, yeah.
That are they cargos?
Work. Yeah.
They are not cargo shorts.
In the dead of winter. Yeah.
Well, it's not the dead of winter. I mean.
So we need like a hiking yodeling song, you know, for this episode.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Yep.
Oh, boy. It's coming. Yeah, I know. after these beers, we'll definitely be yodeling.
Oh, man, you guys just don't.
I'm just imagining like this, you know, trail through the woods with a beer like every, it's you know, 100 yards. It's harder to swallow
than regular water.
Yeah.
But in a good way.
In a good way, I guess.
But that's the difference between northern hikers and southern hikers.
What?
What?
To be continued.
Oh.
We'll be back with more beer fight and words. Some more.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is a brewery takeover of New Trail Brewing Company.
And we're going to discuss what's wrong with Mike, so this may go long.
Happy trails are here to stay.
We got a lot of time.
Hi-ho, yeah. Hi-ho.
Okay.
You don't think that's our hiking song?
No.
Okay.
No, I know. Who's this?
No, it's
grumpy, sleepy.
I know who's dopey.
Right. We do have Snow White.
Wow.
Aww.
Drink, okay.
Drink beer.
Talking about Sean.
Let's get to the beer, folks. First one that we're going to talk about is Roxylvania, which is a 7% ABV New England hazy IPA of sorts. It's brewed with oats and expeditionally hopped with Simcoe, Citra, Sabro, and Euconaut.
Expeditionally? Expeditiously, maybe?
Expeditionally.
I don't know. Expeditionally. Interesting.
Where's Euconaut from? Is that a...
That's a U.S. hop.
It's a U.S. hop?
You cannot say.
Oregon.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's imported from
Canada.
You
know what? I'm going to give you one.
Thanks.
She is hazy.
I will say that Roxylvania sounds like it could be the name of the yodeling song that we're going to have today. So.
I found it a poor imitation of, you know, Rock City, you know, like
Detroit Rock City.
Yeah, you know, or Rock City and Tennessee,
Rock City.
Another evidence of, you know, Tennessee superiority.
Well, the first thing that hit me about the beer is, man, this is soft.
Very smooth.
Yeah.
And you know, there'll be some interesting themes, you know, that'll probably emerge from our conversation about this flight. But, you know, I think definitely going with Oats, that's a easy way to kind of soften up, you know, a lot of the blow that you're going to have with whatever
the top,
hops you're going to be using. I don't know. The main thing I wrote down is something is missing. I don't know what it is, but there's just something in the mid palate of this beer that is just, I can't put my finger on it. It's just not there.
Well, if it's missing, not all there. If it's not there, then how would you put your finger on it?
I don't know. It's,
I mean, honestly, it makes sense.
For me, I feel like it's a little sweet, and there's a distinct lack of hop burn that I normally get in the hazy IPAs. Maybe y'all get the hop burn, but I am not getting it.
It's very citrus.
Yeah.
Yep. Like, you know, lemons and limes.
Yes.
Not in an unpleasant fashion.
And acidic almost. You know,
astringent, I would say. You know, it's drying. It makes me want to go back to have another sip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, which is interesting because it's soft throughout and then it kind of dries and you're like,
Yeah, the sweetness for me is on the front end for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have this in a taster flight and go past what's next.
I don't hate this. I'm really enjoying it.
Here's the thing, though. You can't go by what Mike says.
Right.
Yeah, about anything. Literally, you cannot Mike go by everything. What Mike says about anything. Juliana, what do you think?
Just here for the monkey story.
Wow.
How appropriate.
I like it because, okay, I like the softness of it. There's a lot of hazies that right now are not this, and I'm just kind of over that.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Lactose.
So having oats in there, like to soften the blow of the hops, like you said, is perfect. Yeah, it's a little sweet up front, but okay, but it doesn't end that way. Right. And I like how it's like an abrupt ending, like a dry, you know,
you drop
dry
off a cliff.
Yeah, a dry finish. I feel like I'm
at the bottom of the ravine going, what's next?
So quick vote. It's if like Mike taking were it, at the bottom of a ravine, how many of you would pull him up?
Wow. How deep? So many hands.
How deep is the ravine?
Well, what tools do I have to, you know?
Is there a rope?
Is there a monkey involved? Is
Mike, are there raspberry beers available?
Is Mike carrying the beer or do I have it? Ooh.
Asking the important questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, no, I agree with Juliana, though. What I do like about it is it is soft and it is citrusy. But it doesn't finish sweet. Like Sean said, it starts sweet. But what bothers me is when they finish sweet. And yep. I don't like that as much.
That's a little artificial to me.
When I read the oats, I don't typically like oats in beer. I find they're often overused. And for me, that experience usually is very viscous. Like you get way more roundness to the mouthfeel. This is not that.
Right.
You know, it's balanced. So I very much enjoyed it.
Cool. Yeah, and me too. The only thing I'm missing is like the pineness out of it. You know what I mean? I wish there was. I wish there was a little bit more pine to it.
She wants spruce.
Okay, so majority rules here, good old boy Mike, and we're gonna rate this a 4.
What did Mike give it?
There like are beers I like one in this flight.
Just okay, so
the size of the pores.
Good old boy, Mike.
Something about a monkey.
So we always like to discuss everything that's good in life, and we have a great story. Now, I'm not gonna read the headline, but I'm gonna give you the characters in advance in no particular order. There's a pet monkey, a college football coach, and a stripper
named
Bobby Petrino. I'll tell you that.
Which one?
Oh, okay,
yeah. So the title of this story was a pet monkey belonging to a college coach's stripper's girlfriend allegedly bit a trick-or-treater on Halloween. So this might be a bizarre story of the college football season. On Monday night, rumors of the Texas Longhorns special teams coach Jeff Banks' pet monkey allegedly attacking a young trick-or-treater on Halloween made its way onto the internet. Did the monkey make its way on
there? Was the monkey's name Jeff Banks? Commas are important, Mike. Yeah.
apparently, comma, Banks is dating a stripper named Pole Assassin.
Yeah.
Who owns a pet monkey that is part of her stripper act.
I don't think it ever gave the monkey.
Is it the same monkey?
Yeah. Mrs. Pole Assassin.
Comma,
took to Twitter to deny that the trick-or-treater was hurt. But did imply that the monkey bit the child in her backyard that was supposed to be off limits.
Hold on, there's a child involved now. I missed that.
Yeah, That's the trick or treater that was bitten.
Oh, the trick or treater.
What'd you think? Her clientele showed up for trick or treating. Oh, you know?
I don't know. What's the monkey? The
hey, so, coach. Okay. With the, so here's yeah. here's.
I'm here to stare at your legs and pet your monkey. Yeah.
Trick or treat. We are talking about an animal here, right? Oh my gosh! You know the term "pet your monkey." Can be, you know, misinterpreted.
Oh, maybe no, that's, really?
Maybe she bit the kid. I don't know.
Oh.
Did the kid say trick or treat before he got bit or after? I mean, I think that's an important like, part trick or, of the story.
I mean, was there no treat and was that the trick?
I mean, the better question is maybe you're going to get to it, Mike. Was the monkey spanked after it bit the child?
Wow. Mm. Hmm.
What's the double entendre involved with trick?
Where's that video clip?
She claimed the monkey was blameless. So I don't think she spanked her monkey.
Oh.
I mean, blameless monkeys, I have a hard time buying that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no. They're full of mischief.
They are very.
No.
Yeah.
Apparently, it is an emotional support monkey.
So what? I love some of the comments yeah. from people on here. Lord. One of them is actually from the stripper. Stop with the lies, and this is my monkey, not Jeff's. So why try and bash him for something that has nothing to do with him? Dude, you're living with her.
He, of course you have so something. Apparently right. he left his wife and kids for Pole Assassin.
And the monkey.
And the monkey.
Did he have custody of the monkey? Is he custody? Is it a custodial monkey?
I don't
monkey?
Think he's the monkey no. custodian.
Oh.
I don't know. He's
law the Pole Assassin Banks.
Well, they're not married yet.
Oh.
But,
you know, oh, right. Someday. And there's a girlfriend involved.
Right. No, the Pole Assassin is the girlfriend.
Is the girlfriend. Oh, yes.
What?
It's the stripper girlfriend.
I thought
monkey.
The stripper had a girlfriend too.
No. Well, no.
Like some sort of love
no,
parallelogram. Maybe,
yeah. But no.
I am willing to embrace that part of the story, though.
Okay. If we could go down that trail.
Was there flannel involved?
Correct. That is the most important question of this entire story.
I think
is
the monkey was wearing flannel. Or maybe the monkey was triggered by flannel. Maybe that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So the trick-or-treater was going as a lumberjack for Halloween?
Yes. And the monkey like thought
that is a much better story.
The monkey felt
it was the kid's costume that was the culprit here.
Yeah, and the monkey definitely had a thing against lumberjacks.
It was showing right. too
in
much
in a previous
yeah.
life.
Well, because monkeys live in trees. And,
yeah, and lumberjacks.
He's like, hey, you're not cutting my house down.
Yeah.
That's right,
kid.
Fair.
And you know, if that kid had been carrying one of these beers from New Trail, boom,
boom.
He would not have been bit.
They would have been friends.
Yeah. Yes.
The monkey would have been like, hey.
He would have gone, hey, nice flannel. Let's hang out here in the backyard.
And then we'd be talking about contributing to the delinquency of a minor. But then again, that's just all in the day's
work. Have you ever been to Germantown before?
So the kid was hanging out at a stripper's house with a monkey. So
I think, in Williamsport?
What are you reading?
There's a Germantown
there,
in Williamsport?
You're reading the rest of this, no, the comments, no, aren't you? Man.
Really?
There's a Williamsport in Germantown.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's that little known part of Nashville.
Yeah.
In Germantown.
Okay.
It's like one street.
It's where the Germans are.
Williamsport Avenue.
You wish. Okay.
We do have more beers to talk
let's
about.
Let's move on.
Speaking of flannel.
Speaking of flannel.
Speaking of flannel.
I tried, guys. I tried.
Let's talk about flannel weather. Mm-hmm. 9% hazy double IPA with Motueka.
Doesn't taste Motueka. Doesn't taste like 9%.
Motueka.
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 Those Motueka. Those Kiwis and those Maori words.
Okay. Mm. So it's brewed with oats and Germanic malts.
Mm.
Yeah,
so it's very orderly.
Heavy-handedly hopped with singularly a Motueka. Really?
I heard Motueka is a Maori for monkey. Can you taste the monkey?
Yeah.
Trust those Germans to be heavy-handed.
Do you want to pet my monkey?
They're good.
So what do we think about this beer?
It doesn't taste like 9%.
No, it does not.
No.
You know, single hop, I guess, you know, more oats. I, again, don't, you know, have like that crazy oat mouthfeel. It's definitely a little more viscous than the last one, but it's also more alcohol. So, you know,
this is probably not one of my favorite hop choices, and especially in a more of a single hop, you know, choice. I mean, I just thought that it was bitter, out of balance.
They call out lime zest. I wrote down pith. Yeah. Like, you know, they went way too deep on those limes if they were using real limes.
It was just so bitter up front. I had a lot of trouble kind of getting through the rest. This was my least favorite beer of the flight today.
Yes. Yes.
Although I do like the name.
It's a great name.
Yeah.
It is, but I'm a little confused about how I'm just confused about how they're calling this flannel weather. When I don't feel,
this is something I'd want to drink in the summertime.
Yeah,
yeah, it doesn't
yeah,
make because you feel it's very warm.
Not at 9%, but I hear you.
Yeah,
flavor wise,
yeah.
I'm getting lime pithy, and then I'm getting mangoes, and I don't associate that with flannel. Like to me, I was, you know, if it was more piney,
birria
you
know, tacos, give me that, anyways. Give me that.
Yeah.
So, are you put off by the pith?
In this case, yeah.
So you're pithed
off? Wow.
Yeah.
How pithy of you.
I'm not even going to give myself.
I mean.
No, you're not going to give yourself a.
Lots of pith, but no vinegar.
Mm. Hey. Ooh. I'll give you one of those. All right.
Wow. Okay.
So, yeah, I don't. Yeah, this beer is just kind of all over the place to me. I don't know.
Okay. We are going to rate Flannel Weather from New Trail a 2.
Trivia fun fact right quick. Oh, play it. Let it rip.
What?
Play it again. Yeah. Oh, that's right. I forgot it's that short.
Yeah.
Trivia fun fact. Motueka was once known as Belgian Saaz. And the Belgians actually used it quite a bit before the American brewers discovered the hop and made it very popular.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, interesting. Yeah. Belgian brewers used it quite a bit. Yeah. It is, I think.
And what type of beers would you see it typically used?
More of a blending hop.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was like, they were using it in place of Saaz, especially in years where Saaz was difficult or not a good year for Saaz. And it is, I think, genetically related to the Saaz
drink. So like a Southern Hemisphere Saaz.
Yeah. So yeah, as a brewer, I've used it in place of Saaz in recipes, and it's worked out really nice. So,
that's kind of cool. Nice.
I'd like to see this in a Pilsner.
And now yes. Oh, it is wonderful in a Pilsner.
Yeah.
Wow. Like a Southern Hemisphere Pilsner.
Yes.
More Southern superiority.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
Sorry.
You hear that? He's firing shots across your back.
I like that idea.
I want you to know I'm not taking part in it.
I would like to see a Pilsner made with a bit of this hop profile.
All right, somebody do it, John.
Yeah, I just got to get a brewery going again and get right on it.
I'll need you back here in a couple weeks with that.
Game on.
Okay, next beer up for bids here is the Coleman Terroir Experience. It's a 9% ABV hazy double IPA brewed with a mixture of oats and wheats. Hopped heavily with Coleman-grown Talus, Simcoe, and Amarillo.
Hi.
What's Talus?
Hi-ho. Yeah, I was just wondering the same thing. Sounds like something from Battlestar Galactica.
Sean, do you know anything about Talus
hops? It's a hop, but unfortunately I don't remember much about it. I want to say it may be one of the newer school German hops.
Mm, needs more lasers. I wrote down it was very bright, dank. It was invasive, is what I wrote down.
Germans.
It had a short, strange finish to it.
Did it hurt you?
Yeah, you know, I was looking for the monkey. You know?
It blitzkrieged your palate.
Yeah, I just...
Did it touch you in a place?
This was also at the bottom, you know, of the flight for me as well. So there are beers I like in this flight.
It's interesting. Like, he keeps saying that, like, oh, there are beers
in this flight. There are beers I like in this flight.
We'll never get to them. They won't be on the show, but yeah.
Okay, so Talus Hops was previously known as HBC 692.
So I was way off. 692.
Okay, it is a result of a hybrid pollination of the Sabro and open pollination.
Oh, wow.
So it's supposed to have intense flavors of citrus, flowers, and wood, with grapefruit, stone fruit, oak, coconut, and pine.
I don't get a ton of pine.
No. I do get the dankness in this, though. And I kind of like that.
Hmm.
It's almost like a little overly ripe fruit to me.
So I'm doing something over here that I don't normally do, okay, which is crossing
the streams. Put your pants back on, Mike.
Dear God.
So I'm actually creating a cuvée as we go here. And I will have to say that the first three beers as a cuvée is actually quite good. So anyway.
We're going to do that every blends, show bro. From now on, man. Yeah. Yeah. Every show gets a cuvée. And I don't care if like one of the beers is a kettle sour and one's a Russian Imperial style
no.
and all that.
No.
Every show gets a cuvée. Sorry. I have spoken.
Mm.
Hear me roar. I'm
still again, I don't feel like
hiking song.
This tastes like 9%.
No.
No, it doesn't.
I'm looking for, again, sort of the oats. Like, again, it's not overpowering, which is great. But then they also are calling out wheat. And like, I would not. That is not something I tasted
no,
at all.
No, so, not at all.
I was trying to think if that was maybe in is the there mouth
more body.
Feel,
yeah, I was like, is it adding more body? But no, slick. Really, not to me. I don't know. I'm not the brewer at the table. It's very citrus, very, very, yes. very, very, very citrus. That's
yeah. I think thing that's throwing both of us off, Sean, is that there are not a lot of oat. Base beers that are swinging above 6.5 or 7.
True. Yeah. That is correct. Yeah.
So I think that is one very consistent part about a lot of their base, you know, mash bill that, you know, I think that is kind of tossing everybody off here because you're like, wow, wait, you know, it's nice, soft, and it's approachable. And oh my God, this is 9.8%, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think you can say that on this show.
What? Toss?
Tossing us off?
Is Mike, that like sodding us off?
Do you need more personal lube again, Dave?
Mike, are you calling us tossers?
Do you need a hiking song?
I think Mike just got his banned
once again.
We've been banned from Williamsport.
Let's rate this up before the break here.
Okay. So. Where everyone's going to rate the Coleman Terroir experience a 2.
I thought it was a 3, but
I did too.
Group. Yeah. Julie and I are going to, you know what? You're overrated. It's a 3.
Wow.
I am.
Nice. This means war.
Well, I like what they're doing with the oats, but anyways. Yeah.
Needs a hiking song.
We'll be back with some more from New Trail in just a minute.
And I hope.
The destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. Slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is a brewery takeover. We are talking about New Trail Brewing Company in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. And the next beer that we're going to talk about is Double Broken Heels. It is a 9.2% hazy IPA with more malt and hops to make it a hazy double IPA, brewed with oats and hop with a mix of their favorite American hops, including Citra and Mosaic.
There it is.
Love Mosaic. Mm. Julie, what do you think about this beer?
This is nice.
Yeah.
This is nice. The aroma matches the taste and it's smooth. It's citrus. There's a little bit of the forest in there and it's a nice balance. And I'm really loving this one.
It's funny. It's funny. They added the 0.2%. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you know, you're going to get that extra.
There's no rounding.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do get a little alcohol in this one.
Little bit, but little bit. I mean, it's still not much.
Pleasant. Yeah, yeah. It's really complimentary to everything.
Well, yes. I was gonna say it's actually a nice change from the last 9% beers where you didn't really get it, and so there was nothing.
You believe this is 9%?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
You know, there was nothing to offset the.
Well, kind of the I think the sweet. Mosaic is what you know is bringing a lot of that presence of the alcohol around, right. You know, cause that's kind of a very bright and citrus forward, yeah. You know, hop to begin with.
There's literally nothing that Mosaic can't make better.
I'll take exception to that.
It is bar none the greatest hop that has ever been invented.
Ooh. Yeah, still take exception to it.
Yeah.
You know me. Yeah,
I know.
You
know, I know Drew hates Mosaic.
I don't hate Mosaic. I do find it interesting that thus far my favorite beer that we've had is the first one that we've seen Mosaic in. So, you know, we'll say that.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
My tasting notes around this, creamy, balanced, very citrus forward. This is my favorite beer of the flight.
Okay, please wait. I'm sorry. What? Are we still recording? Am I awake?
Everyone is. Mike has agreed with Drew. Has agreed with. I'm assuming.
No, David, Juliana, the other thing I've observed here is that they're have a very common component through their mash bill here, which is they all have oats. It's not the same mash bill for everything, but that is one very consistent, you know, element. It's like the oat truck got lost in the neighborhood.
But to be fair, every show
10-for-1 special of oats.
Every beer in this flight is a hazy IPA.
Yes,
oats like New England give style.
You some haze. Yeah.
Oats are going to give you haze. They're going to give you that extra body. So now if we were to try their, you know, light American lager or their, you know, whatever, and it's, oh yeah, it's got oats. I mean, then, you know, like that might be weird.
As somebody who's lactose intolerant, I'm here for oats instead of lactose and IPAs. Please, more of this.
Well, no, I love the simplicity of this hop profile. I am a clear aficionado of Citra and Mosaic, and you know
what seems kind of a good
combination.
The only thing you can't screw those up, but good luck.
You haven't had any of my homebrew lately. But here's the other thing. It's weird how they worded it. Some of our favorite American hops, including Citra and Mosaic. So I wonder if there's more to that.
There might be some more, sure. Yeah. And maybe it's a secret, you know, family recipe or like something like
herbs
that.
Herbs and spices?
Yeah, maybe, maybe. But this one is beautiful. And we are going to rate it a five.
You know you want to.
We're going
to
rate it a five.
You're not a monkey, Sean. Use your opposable thumb, okay?
The cuvee is
my monkey's uncle.
I will say with Mosaic, a little bit goes a long way. It's one of those where you can really overdo it pretty quickly.
I prefer the use of Mosaic as a single hop rather than blended, just because I think when other hops are blended, there are certain hops that if you hop combinations where the hops just end up fighting each other and they don't work well, you know, like me and Mike.
Well, I've said for IPAs for years that a lot of people got turned off to them because, you know, when breweries would start up, they'd, you know, screw up a beer and just throw a bunch of hops in it, make it an IPA. No one will tell the difference. And I feel like Mosaic a lot of times is used in those instances even today, which is why Mosaic, absolutely.
Let me ask you this, Sean, as a pro brewer, and I'm not calling anybody out. I just want to know if this is a thing. If there's a beer that comes out and it's not quite what you wanted to be, would just dry hopping the crap out of it be a way that a brewery might go,
dump it?
We're not going to dump it, but we'll dry hop it.
You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I've had some beers that have gone wrong in pleasant ways, but not once have I ever thought of like, oh, I can fix this with a dry hop.
I'm not saying you.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it happens, but
maybe not anymore.
It happens.
Yeah.
Could you name some people? My palate says it happens.
Video.
Yeah, no, that's, I can't ever recall a moment where I was like, you know what would fix this? Dry hopping.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm sure there are people out there that do it. And,
Well, they don't say, I know what would fix this. They say, I know it would hide this.
Yeah. Right, right.
You know what would be good? If we added a bunch of lactose.
Right, right.
Let's throw this in a barrel for 6 months and maybe it'll still suck, but
vanilla beans.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on. Let's go to Field. Field is a hazy triple IPA, 10% ABV.
It's not hazy.
Yeah. Brewed with lush oat malts.
Really?
Okay. For those of you not wondering our sarcasm, it is a little on the clear side. We'll say that. Sprawlingly hopped with mosaic cashmere and Columbus.
Yes. I'm really enjoying their adjectives.
Yes.
I mean, they make no real sense.
It's a dartboard. Hey, that's what it is. Beer adjectives.
So just flip the thesaurus and put your finger down.
Wouldn't that be an adverb?
10%.
Is it modifying
ABV.
The verb or is it modifying?
Sprawlingly hopped. So
I'm sorry. Hopped is I guess a verb in this case.
Ha ha! Look at me, Mr. Grammar. Mm-hmm. What do you think, JB? I think you like it.
Yeah, it's sticky.
Well, then I know you like it.
Sticky, icky.
No, that's what she said. It's sticky, but it's reminding me of those West Coast IPAs, you know, that were on the sticky side.
This is very West Coast to me, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's 10%. Like, that's crazy.
Okay.
Without the bitterness, but still, you know, mm-hmm. West Coast.
Right. Yeah. And I'm not tasting the 10% on this either. This one's very sneaky.
Yes. Yeah. I wrote down very hazy, very thick.
Well, yours is hazy, yes.
THACC.
And there's this whole fruit thing that's going on. So it's like a orange and banana. There was definitely a very heavy tropical fruit.
This is nice. Sorry, like I'm saying that this is not. Yeah.
I was worried.
And again, a very soft finish.
Yeah, very much so.
I was worried it was going to be like some of those Baltic, like Lithuanian Imperial lagers or whatnot.
Things are.
I can't do it.
It's like malt liquor.
Yeah. Like, I smelled it, I was like, oh boy. But then I drank it and surprisingly balanced, very
I've had
sneaky.
A couple of what you're talking about, and yes. They are basically malt
very
liquor.
Weak.
Yeah.
I put 75 pounds of sugar in my beer.
Yeah. I chew cans for us.
Specific gravity is 12. Mouth checks out. Don't look too close.
You will chew it.
Pet my monkey.
You will chew it and you will enjoy it.
It will keep you warm in winter.
Very important.
Put hair on your chest.
You'll not feel your left leg. Yes.
I am not wearing shirts. This all hair.
Chase it with vodka.
Braided to look like flannel.
We have all met this guy. I'm telling you, this is somebody we've all met.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I think I got a couple relatives that are that. Yeah.
Yeah, I knew a guy from the Czech Republic that had served in the French Foreign Legion. So
Holy moly.
Yeah, he was a piece of work. Yeah, he
no doubt.
What kind of medication was he on?
Vladimir, please don't send anyone after me.
Did he have a monkey?
Early into my beer foray, I made fun of him for ordering a Pilsner Urquell at the Rotiers here in Nashville. And
did that again.
No. He proceeds to tell me a story. He goes, my grandfather drank this beer every day for his life. Doctor says you quit drinking this beer. He goes, 1 week later, my grandfather dead. And I was like, ooh.
He was killed by German sniper.
You know what? If I was able to drink Pilsner Urquell every day and then the doctor made me stop, I'd probably give up.
Right. Yeah.
The desire would be gone.
Did Rotiers even have a Pilsner?
Like, what am I living for?
Wow. So
that's amazing that Rotiers had that.
Yeah, I was surprised.
That burger and that.
What he didn't tell you was his grandfather was 40.
Yeah, we got
40.
Two kinds of beer, Bud and Bud Light.
Yeah.
And this 10%.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
You know, I went to Rotiers once and I made the mistake.
It's a cuvee.
You know, that's a... It's cuvee. It's a... You know, great local place in Nashville that was known for
was.
Burgers.
Was.
Yeah, it was a great local
there place. There's a kiosk in Bridgestone currently.
Yeah.
And is supposedly there? They're still involved.
I was the jerk who went to Rotiers and ordered the soup.
What?
What is wrong with you?
Which you then dip the burger into at least?
Did you get lost looking for the Germans in Germantown as well?
Very clearly, Campbell's canned vegetable soup.
Should rate up the field before this gets
Which I deserved.
You had too much. QVAC.
This field is really nice. We are going to rate it a 4.
Good job.
Second favorite of the flight.
Was that unanimous?
Unanimous, yes. Unanimous.
Okay. Unanimity.
Cuvée is still working.
The last one that we are going to talk about today is called Icicle. And a moment for the can art. I love how the icicle actually looks almost real on there. Come on.
Yeah, they did some sort of translucent.
If anybody ever calls us to be a can art judge, guess who I'm recommending?
Hey, I like the
design.
I mean, it is so realistic. I would not hold the can up and stare at it from down below because
one it would drip eyes, on well, you.
They might break off and then stab you in the eye.
Sure. In the eye. Yeah.
I mean, there's some really interesting translucent like paint kind of thing. They did a good job on that.
Yeah. Did you know that? Honestly, legit.
Yeah.
Do you know that in Moscow, Russia, people die every spring because of the thaw and the giant icicles that form on the buildings break off and people are just walking around?
Yep.
In Soviet Russia, icicles kill you.
Only happened in Alabama.
He was killed by an icicle. That is our official story.
Okay.
I think that's like just covering up a murder.
Okay.
Let's just get back to the beer, please. Yeah. Icicle, 7% hazy IPA, brewed with a blend of oats, wheat, and spelt.
Shocking. How's that spelt?
Drippingly hopped with Simcoe, Amarillo, and Centennial.
These guys and their adverbs, man.
They're melting.
I like it.
Somebody's an English major.
Sprawlingly, it's drippingly.
Drippingly. Wow, that's.
Hippity hoppity doo.
I'm just reading the copy, man.
I'm drippingly. If you do something drippingly, does that mean.
It's expeditiously.
Is that a reflection on.
Expeditionally, not.
Expeditionally, yes. Yes, I'm sorry.
They are going on an expedition.
I think they should put all those on the side of the, you know,
pictures at an exhibition.
I need to talk to this person.
Okay. It's a great song.
All right, so
back around to Russia.
Julianna, great piece from Mussorgsky.
How do you like this beer?
No, I want you to tell me how you like this beer because I'm drinking it.
Does that make any sense?
it's drippingly good.
His mouth is busy with the dripping.
Hey, yeah.
Dave speaking. Nothing makes sense. So.
Hated it.
I did not hate this at all. Can you let me speak? I like this. It's got. Does the spelt bring a little spiciness or something to it?
I don't think so. For me, I'm getting a little like alcohol burn and or hop burn. There's
which one of these things is not like the other?
It tastes ancient to me. Describe this beer as
ancient, grainy.
Yeah. Or is that because Simcoe, Amarillo, and Centennial have been around so long that it just tastes ancient?
No.
I think it's more the way the hops are playing together necessarily than anything from the spelt.
I'm just getting a little like weird spiciness out of this or something.
Again, I think that's more the hop balance using spelt in cooking, baking, that type of thing. Not in brewing. Like I've never experienced any kind of anything I would attribute to spice.
Right.
You know, earthy, yes. You know,
I wrote down soft. It has a 7-Up citrus, you know, kind of quality to it. It's a very light body.
It is, it is very light.
Almost
considering.
Like tonic water.
I think
actually.
What you might be getting, and I'm going to mansplain this for you.
I got the sound effect. Dun dun dun.
I'm going to hop explain it. I think it's really just the Amarillo.
Okay.
Because that's a pretty aggressive hop.
It is.
And if they put a little too much.
Too hard, it doesn't taste like this.
No siree, buddy.
Doesn't it?
This is kind of in the dead middle of the
double
flight
too hard.
For me.
It doesn't taste like this.
Yeah.
Well,
what about triple too hard?
It's not bad. It's not bad. It's not as juicy as we've had.
If there was some,
it's still kind of smooth. But I guess I'm just getting like a little spicy bitterness at the end that I wasn't expecting.
I think compared to the last couple of beers, this one has a little more aggressive of a finish.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, like the sharpness of an icicle.
It's 7%. They're not as good at making 7% beers as they are at 10.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? Yeah.
Okay, we are going to rate the icicle a 3.
But if we factor in the can art, I'm going to give it a 4.
Oh my gosh.
All right, we're not going to go.
It's drippingly good.
I mean,
the can art is drippingly painted.
I did take a second look
at the can art. It is cool. I agree. Yeah. You know,
if they ever make a commercial for this beer and they don't call it drippingly good, they're stupid.
I would be happy to provide the voiceover work for that. It's drippingly.
They should rent the monkey to pimp out these beers.
Oh man, the monkey holding the beer with Drew doing the voice.
And on the center stage, Pole Assassin and the monkey featuring the beers from
New Trail.
New Trail.
I feel like the monkey has to have an icicle in one hand and the beer in the other.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. You know what though? An icicle is the perfect murder weapon. I don't think that monkey should have an icicle in his hand.
Are you sure?
Considering its past behavior.
Well, you know, I think in the scheme of New Trail kind of fell for me. You know,
that's a cover.
I think there are other people making better hazy, you know, products. That's all. So,
yeah, this was enjoyable.
Yeah, but it was an interesting.
It was consistent. It was.
I want to try some of their other non-hazy IPA products.
Okay. Well, next time we go up north, we'll have to try that. All right. That's going to wrap it up for today's Suds episode. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you are listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Tap that subscribe button. The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, or Uncle Larry, play podcasts, Sip Suds, and Smokes.
We love your feedback, and you can reach us online at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com.
Our daily tasting notes.
Tasty
notes flow out on Twitter every day at SipSudSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with thousands of other fans on those social media platforms.
What happened?
Wow.
Do us a favor and take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a great big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well.
Well, good old boy Sean, thanks for being here.
Glad to be here as always.
Good old boy Mike.
Hey, come back. Enjoy another episode without Mike. I'll ask you to keep on sipping.
Good old boy Drew.
Thanks for having me once again.
Good old boy Dave.
Hated it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This is good old gal Juliana sending love to my Pennsylvania brewery that I do like so much.
Just a little bit of bias.
Yes, total bias.
I see how.
My side of the state.
We just need to get you in love with Germantown.
No. You know? This is good old gal Juliana. Keep on chuggling, and we'll catch you next time.
One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.